Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
All right, it's been a crazier marketing. We sell hamburgers, you know, we had to do the Ukraine stuff, the gun issue. We had a different message for Alabama versus Oregon. They don't need to know that, though. They just need to know we care about money. So what's next? 4th of July, what do we got?
Okay, so obviously it's tough because nobody's gay anymore. It's July. But, you know, red, white, and blue, 4th of July. What if in the blue states we had kind of a certain set of marketing? In the red states, it's different. Kind of like during Pride Month, how we wouldn't do anything rainbow themed in the Middle East.
Yes, yes. It's almost as if we cater to our audience so we can sell more french fries. And they think we care. Yeah, it's going to be brilliant.
That's what I'm talking about. And now I'm just spitballing here. But what if Oregon, pro-choice Coney dogs, and then Mississippi, something like fetus fireworks.
Yes! Money, money, money! We are officially almost halfway through the year, and I am exhausted. The brand's got to keep up with all the news.
Yeah, what are brands doing with their Ukrainian flags and everything?
You know? I fall for it. Sometimes I'm like, wow, this brand does care.
Hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm going to go get their burger. Make me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Any way to trick yourself feeling better about eating fast food is a win for everyone.
Yeah, if they can somehow just manipulate you into thinking, this is a better choice for me.
I like that. We're back with Correct Opinions. Thank y'all. As always, like, share, review, and stick around. Get a great episode. And happy fourth weekend.
Of July.
Of
this isn't like your fourth weekend.
Yeah. roll music. Let's do it.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
We're back with another episode. Whether this is only your fourth weekend alive or you've been alive many weekends, it's 4th of July coming up, and Trey and I are doing something new here. We, we started Jean Shorts, we started Girls Gone Mild, and now we are starting Mood Swings.
That's right.
Oh, yes. What's that?
What's that?
Oh, you don't know?
You want to know?
Okay. Well, well, here we go. It's a golf channel.
Yeah, it's just us playing golf.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're like, yeah, cool, man. Yeah. You guys talk about it enough.
We don't know what we're doing, really.
We're excited. We feel like golf's becoming more fun. We're going to make it fun, mm-hmm. and we're all about the content. So stay tuned for that in the coming weeks. However, a lot of content coming. Jake's specials will be here very soon.
Yeah.
Your special, not your specials. That is when we get desperate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for now, his special is coming and mine soon after. So all the content's coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff coming down the pipe. But the golf channel is fun. This is just going to be a little different than like the other channels we've started or just the types of videos we've made over the years. We kind of, there's kind of a formula. We know what we're doing. This is going to be like much more casual YouTube. And we don't really know the rules. Like, can we just go to a golf course and film? I don't know.
So we're going to get yelled off a couple courses.
Something bad is going to happen. Guys. So I went to, as we were texting, we were like, it's just us two golfing, but I guess we should like book it for four. That way no one can join us. But these websites don't let you just, you have to pay for four if you book online. So I was like, I'll call them like I'm 1996 okay, or something.
Cool. I'd like a tea time.
I'd like your finest tea time Wednesday morning. And so I'm calling them and it's like, I want to book for, you know, 9 a.m. Wednesday morning. He's like, great. Okay, get your name. Okay, phone number. I tell him and he gets done. He's like, 417 number. How about that? And yet, keep in mind, I guess to build the context of this, we are really trying to like keep it really low profile. Like Trey and I had already talked about, like we're not even going to film on the first hole. Maybe if not for a few. Like, let's get away from the clubhouse to make sure this is allowed,
right?
Or even if it's not allowed, like, you know, under the radar. So he's like, 417 number. Where are you from? And I was like, Springfield. He's like, no way. I was born in Springfield. And I was like, I was born in Springfield. And we're kind of, we're getting to know each other a little bit. I was like, but I grew up in Stratford. He's like, I grew up in Forsyth. I was like, oh, we played Forsyth. Basketball and baseball. You guys have a, you know, we're really bonding, Trey. And going back and forth.
Chatting up with this guy.
And it's really fun over the phone.
You want to grab lunch today?
Well, what he says is, he's like, all right, well, got your tea time booked. And I'll see you Wednesday morning. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, see you then. He's like, you know what? Actually, I wasn't supposed to work, but I will see you Wednesday morning. I'm going to book the tea time right behind you. So now, because of this bonding experience, the guy who works at the golf shop is going to be, I mean, in any given point, 200 yards behind us. So that my politeness just got us. Just the guy who works there just literally be on our backs the entire day.
We just can't start the golf channel because Jake can't help but be nice to everyone working there. He's like, hey, we like a tea time. We're trying to keep a low profile. The guy just likes you. He's like, yeah, I'm going to join you today. I'm going to join you.
I don't ever
You're
do this.
You're an infectious personality. Like, Derek, put up the camera. Well,
so great. That was kind of funny and ironic. But at the same time, I was like, this could also be a good, like, it sounds like he's a youngerish guy. He might think it's cool. Might know you. Might know Archer Media. I don't know. I don't know who he knows. But I was like, maybe he'll think it's cool and won't mind at all. But in the moment, I was like, crap. I had one job. I screwed it up.
Great.
The old-fashioned tea time.
That's funny. Speaking of old Archer, I saw Derek post a story of the week that made me laugh. What'd you see? You like said your name was Derek at a smoothie shop, and they're like, Jared? And you're like, yes.
You bet.
Katie, we have this issue where... This is funny. So my mother... My sister's having a baby. Very exciting.
Hello.
So my parents are becoming grandparents for the first time. You know, I don't... Do you do it a second time? You should only do it once. And they... So it's... Dude, there's a bit in my show about this, which I love, because now I'm experiencing it in real time. And we're like... And also, I just had a nephew born on Katie's side. So her parents just became grandparents. And there's all this... fuss about what are the grandparents' names, and just grandma is just not an option anymore.
I hate
it's got to be something crazy. And I'm like, I don't care what you tell my child, we're gonna say that's granny. I don't care. She'd be like, no, it's not. She and my mom's like, that sounds old. I'm like, well, your name is Karen. Are you gonna change your name too?
Yeah,
maybe you're just getting older. That's fine, you know. But she'd like, my aunt, her name is, her initials are CC, so she's like CC, and my mom is KK, so she's maybe KK. But a little wrinkle in this is that I guess for whatever reason, Katie's nickname growing up was KK.
When you said there's a fuss about it, you weren't kidding. There is a true fuss going on.
And so, you know, in famous, just like too nice of ladies fashion, my mom's privy to this, and she's like, I'm considering this, but I wanted to ask you, would that be weird? You're like, I thought maybe that'd be weird, because I want to take that. Immediately, what's Katie's response?
No, that's
no, oh my gosh, no, that's fine. Do it. 4 days go by. Katie's like, I don't want her to do it. And I'm like, it took you 4 days. She's like, I didn't really care. But then I started to think about it. And like my dad, I didn't really notice. And they do call me KK. And then it's like, what if our kid, they're like, KK. And he's like, what, is grandma around? Like, no, that's your mom. They'd be confused. And I'm like, okay, well, like my mom's great. She's not the type to be like, what do you mean? She would be like, oh my gosh, absolutely, I'll change it whenever you want. So I'm like, okay, we'll just tell my mom, never mind, that's fine. And then she's like, Katie's like, no, it's fine, that's fine. Actually, it's fine. I'm like, what? Do you want her to change it? She's like, no, it's fine. I'm like, are you willing to avoid 5-minute confrontation
for something
that'll happen the rest of your life? And she's like, yes.
Maybe.
I'm like, no, we're not doing, so of course we're gonna, it's totally fine, but I just,
so does-
I just can't even, I would just, yeah, just tell her yes or no. And it was just the greatest. It was funny. But he's like, I called my mom to ask her advice about it. And I talked to her. I'm like, this is not.
I was reading Beth Moore's book about Grandma Names. Ginny Allen had some stuff.
That therapist I saw? It was about this. I just wanted to make sure. Everyone's just so nice. So that was my, I loved that whole story. So
that is shocking for a couple of reasons. One, just like, I'm shocked that everyone feels like they need to know right now. Like, this is not something, this is not a bridge to cross for another year and a half or so, right? Like, once the baby starts making noise.
That's a good point, too. And then
let the baby decide.
Well, Katie's thing is like, well, you know, and Katie's mom has a couple interesting names. And she's like, well, they're not even, the baby's not even able to say that. So, like, the name's not going to be that. I'm like, you can teach a kid to say anything. Like,
yeah.
I can say supercilious. Google that.
Uh-huh.
So that's also in my bit. I hate that excuse. Well, the baby can only say Goopy, so that's the name now.
You're like, Goop-boop.
Just sit there for 2 weeks and go, Grandma.
Yeah,
teach and it. And it will learn it.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, you know, like, have you ever met a full-grown adult? They're like, my one word, I can't say Grandma. They never talk. Well, I guess I just said it. I can't say that one.
I never got around to it. Something with the tongue, I don't know.
Peculiar just, and Grandma.
Yeah.
I don't say. They never taught me.
Yeah, Rural and Grandpa. I just never could quite conquer them.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. They sound weird. It is fascinating, the idea. I remember when our buddy Brad, when he first had a kid, it was my first time. Like, I'm not an uncle or an aunt yet. And so I hadn't really been around kids. And I was just like, it is fascinating. Like, they don't know a thing. You know, you could teach them anything.
Oh,
and so Brad wouldn't let me tell his daughter anything I wanted. I wanted to, like, let's experiment. Like, let's tell her a spoon's a fork's a spoon. Red's blue, blue's like the things.
Mess her up.
I thought that'd be so fun. He did not agree to any of it. We did compromise.
Just make them call you Aunt Jake.
I don't know. Just people in anything. Public. Yeah, just like the words. You could, whatever. The compromise we came up with was my name was not Jake to Hattie. It was Thundercat. Like, let's just see if we can, like, you know, classically condition this.
Thundercat!
Yeah, and so, like, age 2, Hattie called me Thundercat, and it worked, and we grew out of it. Now she knows who I am as Jake. She's like 5 now.
So she's like, wait a second, you're not Thundercat? Is that what happened, or were they finally, like, they made her stop saying it?
They probably had some private conversations, like, hey, we need to talk to you. You know Thundercat? That's the guy from Mood Swings Golf.
He's not a cat.
So yeah, it's fun. You can do anything.
Oh yeah.
I think we should be experimenting more on children, especially twins.
Let's
take one twin, treat him totally normal. Another twin, let's mess him up. I want a lot of stuff. Never let him see his own face. No mirrors, no concave spoons around him.
He thinks a mirror it's actually just him staring at his brother and he thinks there's one of them. And every time he sees his brother, like, that's one of those mirrors. And he's like, oh. And but the other one's in on it. That would be brilliant.
Yeah. So that, yeah, I just think there's a lot of experimenting.
He just grows up. He's like, there's mirrors everywhere. Why are there so many mirrors?
I can't believe Justin Timberlake sang about this. No wonder. They're all over.
Twins are weird.
Yeah.
Adult twins are kind of cool, but.
Really? I think kid twins are kind of cool. Adult twins kind of like, move to different cities.
Yeah.
Freaking me out.
You ever see those stories of adult twins marry another adult twins?
Oh yeah, then their kids are like sisters and cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something. I don't know.
So DNA, their children are DNA wise siblings.
Yeah, I guess if identical twins marry identical twins.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to think that somewhere back in my, you know, genealogy, if you will, in my heritage, there must have been multiples in my family. Because I think your last name normally, like, it came from something. So there must have been triplets somewhere in my family.
Yeah.
Like, or
what else could it have been?
I don't know. Something.
Someone had three arms or something?
Some sort of birth defect?
Yeah.
Let's call them Trey Ball or Triplet or something. I don't know.
Three arms. Triple threat.
Triple threat. Yeah. It will be fun. No, you know, If I happen to impregnate a wife of mine someday.
Sure.
No matter what, she will be pregnant with triplets. You know, apostrophe S. Which will be a great gag for the fellas. For the fellas around the T-box.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Dude, I was... Katie and I went to a party over the weekend. We were with her friends and... Man, it's great having a gal in your life. But some of those complications you don't think about. Trying to leave
anywhere.
A party. You know, I was always like, I've decided to leave. I'm going to do that now. And I'd go, bye! And I walk out the door.
It's over, yeah.
You decide to leave, and then you have another hour of the goodbyes.
Oh. Oh, yes. I experienced this at the wedding. The wedding with the TikToker.
She's like, I'm like, time to leave. She's like, okay, I need to say goodbye to everyone. I'm like, oh, here we go. So we go into one, and it's like, oh, we're going to leave. Oh, you're going to leave? Okay, yeah. Thanks for so much. You have a beautiful home, by the way. Oh, yeah. We just moved in. Like, no way.
Really?
Wow. Did you build or did you? We actually did. We, well, interesting, because we're actually doing some renovating on these properties that we're going to think about Airbnb. We do the same. No way. Sit down. Really? Let's talk.
Let's talk housing market. Are we worried? Should we be getting into Airbnbs right now?
I thought we accomplished the goodbyes. We leave the building. We're out on the front yard. And this woman comes up and goes, Katie!
Hey, is that KK?
Where's your grandma? 10 minutes of that. This very kind middle-aged woman. She small talks us both. She's familiar with me. She asked me when I was going to come. She's like, oh, you did a tour. Are you ever going to do a show in this small town, an hour outside of Atlanta, at this church? And I go, probably not. And that was a conversation. And then Katie goes, oh, wait, I forgot to say goodbye to this one person.
Mm. Oh,
so then we go back in, and this one person's in an active conversation with someone else. And I watch Katie just stop and just look. And I go, are you going to wait until this conversation ends before you say goodbye? She's like, yes. I'm like, how long is this going to take? Mm-hmm. Well, anywhere from 3 to 30 minutes. Yeah. And I just walk up and go, see ya, we're leaving. And I got us out of there. But
I've never been in a conversation that finger guns can't get me out of.
Mm.
Hey, see you guys.
Yeah. Beat the traffic.
Yeah.
Gotta beat the traffic.
You start throwing some thumbs or fingers out and you're out.
Just words of the wise. You say, we time to wrap this up about an hour and a half before you're ready to leave. And you'll be sitting pretty.
I think next wedding I go to with Rachel, as soon as we get our food, I'm going to say, hey, we should probably start heading out. And then just kind of we'll eat. We'll say goodbye.
When you get the wedding, save the date. Go ahead and start in your head. It's like, I think we should get out of here.
I don't want to stay too much longer.
Wait, what? I think we should start wrapping up
within the next hour. I'd like to be out of here.
This is in 6 months. Right? Just start thinking of who you're going to say goodbye to. Just make a list.
Prepare now to say your goodbyes / hellos that you do.
Just leaving the party too. We'll be sitting there, and I've been married a little bit, so I've learned in the hard way. Like,
hey guys,
I can't be like, can we leave?
Marriage expert here.
Marriage expert. So then. I don't want to be the rude husband, so I really wait. We've been there several hours. We're sitting down. There's kind of a lull in combo. We're not currently even talking to anyone. So I kind of go, we thinking about leaving?
She's all right.
Like, I don't know, maybe 30, maybe another hour. A few minutes go by, I'm like, we're not talking to anyone. So it feels like,
are we
just going to sit here?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we going to go talk to other people? If not, we should. She's like, I don't. Another few minutes go by, and she's like, okay, we'll say goodbyes. And then an hour of talking, and then we left.
Yeah.
So it was great.
No, yeah,
good time.
It's a good observation.
Because I grew up in the same thing. You ever shut down a bar so late where they're like, you got to get out of here? Lights come on.
I thought like with a lawsuit.
Well, that wasn't new to me because we did that at church every Sunday.
Yeah.
About 2:30 p.m., janitor's walking in like, you guys gonna leave?
Yeah.
Mom's like, well, I gotta say goodbye to you too. What's your name? Can we leave? I haven't eaten today. We've been here for 7 hours.
If I'm, I would say hunger is one of the only things that can really make me evacuate somewhere quickly. Because most of the time I'll stick around, I'll talk, let's exchange area codes. Are you 417? Great, let's talk about it. But yeah, if it's like, okay, we are running late to church, I didn't eat breakfast. Now it's 12:30. Not only are the Chiefs on and we've missed most of the first quarter, but I'm hungry. Yeah, we're out of there. I'm not saying hello to anyone. I don't care where they're from. Getting out of there. But yeah, most of the time I feel like I can be a little chatty as well.
Yeah. That was my weekend. How was your week, man? I've been gone. I've been all over the place.
Yeah, you were in a few different time zones.
Yeah.
I was in the same one.
Went out to LA. Always a good time. Shot a little vid with
cool. Video.
With yeah, brand. Yeah, video. I do those.
How about that?
Yeah, good time.
Cheated on me.
I know.
Cheated on me a bit.
had the whole little professional shoot. It's amazing, man. This is for a 30-second video, and there's probably 16 people there for the crew.
Just, like, overseeing everything?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's, like, the actual crew of 5 or 6 people, then the client, 3 or 4 people, the agency, a couple people, my management agency, a couple people. It's a party.
Derek and I, nowhere to be found. Just mm-hmm. twiddling our thumbs back here in Missouri. Don't.
Yep.
Dang. Speaking of videos, one of the things I was going to tell you. So, what was the? Oh, we made another gasping video. In the end of the video, your character dies. And so I thought it'd be fun to make a little obituary. So I just go, I like Google like obituary template or whatever. And I'm like, just making something up. I'm finding photos of you, put in there, yada yada, just making stuff up. And then it's like, you need to, before you can get it, you need to like confirm your email. It's like, okay, here we go. I go in, I click confirm, and then it says, congratulations, your obituary is live. So for about 10 minutes, you were dead on the And that's my bad. I didn't know it was cloud-based. I thought I was downloading a JPEG. Turns out I made
it. It will be in the paper tomorrow. You're like, cancel. Too late.
Hold on. He's breathing again. Don't post it. Yeah, it was like a website. It said just, yeah, obituary template builder. I was like, cool.
Dude, can we just... That's actually hilarious. Can you... Well, you can just do fake obituaries, right? Would the people think that's... Let's give you an example. Let's say you're playing your buddy in Fortnite. And you just wreck him 1v1.
You go and make
an obituary.
Saying that he passed away.
Arrives in the tomorrow paper.
He passed away dead. In Tilted Towers late last night.
Late last night. That's a funny bit. We need to start doing that. Wow. I'm currently in a great rivalry with some little 2-on-2 basketball with some friends.
Okay, cool.
Very 30 of me. It's a great, great time. So if we beat him again, I might have to do like a...
I know a great website. I can shoot you. And also, I'll tell you what I didn't appreciate about this website is the follow-up emails I got from an obituary website. What do we have to follow up about? They're like, were you pleased with everything? Was it good? Is there anything we can do for you?
Anything, you know, was Trey happy with it? We hope you could contact him.
Is anyone else, like, you know, close? Like, have you said goodbye to anyone recently? Or like...
Are you pleased with it?
Yeah, what was that? I want to try to find that.
The obituary is it's a sad piece of literature. Is it really necessary? I guess it's not. These days, because it's always in the paper, right? I guess some people...
It's in the paper.
Some people like the crosswords. Some people like sports section. Some people are like, who died this week? But now, who's reading the paper? So you have to post it like this day and age. It's kind of morbid. Do you post it like on Instagram?
I think you...
Or obituaries is still paper only.
Yeah, have obituaries crossed the digital age?
Hmm.
I know Facebook came out with a feature that, like, hey, we're excited to announce we now have a feature. If one of your Facebook friends dies, we can memorialize them. It's like, oh,
okay,
great. Awesome. That's cool.
Yeah. If one of your friends dies, just send us an email and we'll put his status permanently to offline because we care. You're like, I don't.
If anyone clicks on his story, we will have a infinity length story up for him that says, yes. I am dead. Do not reply.
Mm-hmm.
I found one of the follow-up emails from the team support.
Great, great, great. What's this company called?
Everloved. Bold of them to assume.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well,
Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
You completed 8% of the task list for Trey's Affairs. How do they know? I completed 100% of the task.
How dare you?
It was get a screenshot for the video.
He died young. 8%. He didn't accomplish that much yet.
Yeah, you've completed 8% of the task list. What is the task list? Hi, Jake. Believe it or not, there are over 50 different tasks that need to be handled after someone passes away. And we understand how overwhelming this can be. Well, yeah, I just found out there's 50. Yeah, I'm overwhelmed.
Yo, whoa.
I thought I had to do one. Now there's 50? What? That is so bogus. 50. 50.
But, I mean, let's honestly think about it. You have to write obituary. You have to plan a funeral, buy a casket. You've got to...
pallbearers. Someone to speak at the funeral.
Speak at the... I guess, you know, a few things. You've got to...
Explain it to the girl who calls you Thundercat. You've got to get a suit from a thrift store.
Get a black suit from a thrift store. You've got to save the date. Dude, when I get really old, start falling apart, I'm going to send a save the date for a funeral. Like, it's coming.
Like an ETA.
So just save a date sometime next year.
I'd like an ETA for heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's time of arrival.
50 things.
Yeah. Oh, to help, we offer a checklist, and the checklist is in blue, which means that's a hyperlink.
Telemarketer time.
Oh, you got a call? Ew.
Hello? Hello? I think you're breaking up there.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he signed me up.
That was good.
Is anyone... They're increasing to like 10 a day. I mean, are we not going to do anything about this?
Yeah, it is.
And
it
now
is.
They're texting me? What are we going to do about this?
I mean, where do we need to move? Hawaii? Okay, I'll do it. Right, Trey? Don't you think that'd be good? We should go there?
Puerto Rico. Okay.
All right, I clicked on the checklist link. First of all, I get a pop-up, which is good. Yeah. And it says, are you Trey's executor? Executor? Natural causes. I put that in the obituary.
Are you Trey's executor?
Executor. I mean, is there any other way to pronounce that word?
Jay Kennedy passed last week via execution.
It was,
it was a guillotine.
He pulled the rope.
Jake Triplett pulled the rope.
Wow. I mean, I guess maybe it's a technical term. Okay, so we have... Executor.
Oh, Derek's laughing at us. We're so stupid on this podcast.
Executor? Yeah, you're right. Executor, though. It's spelled the same way as executor, is it not?
I'm going to stick to that my whole life. So whenever someone...
It's spelled the same way. Yeah, it's spelled the same way.
But it is actually...
Executor. It's kind of like photographer.
Executor of an estate.
Photographer.
Situation. Executor's funnier. So keep going, yeah.
Are you Trey's exeter? Yeah. Exit? No, he already exited. I already told you. Okay, anyway. So we have 5 immediate tasks. I can't believe I didn't see this earlier. 5 immediate tasks. Arrange care for pets or dependents. I like that those are on the same plane. Like maybe his son or Fluffy.
Or Fluffy.
Make sure they're both taken care of. Make sure they both have food and water. Notify close family and friends. I would hope to God you have notified the close family and friends before you've signed up.
Before you publish the obituary, make sure his parents know.
Make sure they don't hear it from you.
Oh, brain fart. Good call. Okay, that's helpful. Okay, what else?
That one makes sense. This one makes sense, I guess. Notify the person's employer. He was self-employed. I was his employee. If I'm pronouncing that correctly, employee.
Employee.
Secure major property. Sweet, I get to secure
cool.
your home.
Make sure you seize the assets before, because there will be people coming out of the woodwork. So grab hold of those quickly.
And just kind of divvy it up as you see fit. Uh-huh. Like, did he talk about any old friends or go through his phone? Try to figure out who he liked. Select a funeral home. We had that one right.
Okay.
So those are the five tasks under immediate.
Immediately.
Now we have nine under as soon as you can.
Oof.
Sign up for the DDNC list. What do you think that stands for? DDNC.
It's like Democratic National Convention.
Make sure they know.
Yeah. If he wasn't a registered Democrat... Do that.
The conservatives are going to love this. Like, I knew it. People have been voting for years.
Once they're dead, sign up as a Democrat. it's Everlove. Someone look at Everlove.
Everlove.
They're executing people and casting votes.
Some sort of sleeper cell for the liberals.
Okay. What is DDNC?
It stands for Deceased Do Not Contact. We should get on that for the telemarketers.
Yeah, no
Can
kidding.
I get on that now?
I'm dead. Stop calling me.
Hey, I'm very, very dead. Now's not a good time.
Yeah, I just this is called. All we hear you're part of the Democratic Party. No, I'm deceased. Different DCN.
It was. Yeah, had the URL wrong. Okay. What do we got? Notify the broader community. Should we be calling them that? What about the men?
All the broads in the community.
Okay.
Mr. Chance.
This is borderline seize the assets. Step two is start going through the mail. That is verbatim what it says to do. Mail is an easy way to start making a list of accounts and bills.
YouTube how to pick a lock. There's a safe in the basement.
Yeah. Find this a military grade laser.
Okay, is there a beyond right okay. away? Is there like... Maybe in the first 6 months.
Okay, yeah, I'm really going to... This is going to be another word that Derek probably knows what it means and I don't. This is pretty towards the bottom. Start the probate process. Like, once you turn 50, it's probably good to start getting that looked at. Even once you're dead.
Probate?
For the descendants.
Man.
Most estates will need to go through probate.
I don't know anything.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun. Notify any car lenders. Yeah, this is... Oh, man, this is a bummer.
Car lenders...
Cancel online subscriptions. Truebill.com.
Truebill.com. That's the ad read. Truebill.
Hey, is somebody dead
is
near
someone
you?
Dead near, is someone dead in your family? And they're still paying for Netflix?
Isn't
what
that
a waste of money. Don't you hate when that happens? This is actually kind of a helpful list. You?
Yeah, some of this is like, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I nailed it. Memorialize their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. Close any email accounts. God forbid they get emails.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta close that down. That would be, let's see.
Do at least one Weekend at Bernie's prank. That's what they would want. He's a prankster.
Sell any unwanted valuables. Donate other useful items. Throw away anything that's remaining. This is great. You have a lot of power here.
Okay. Yeah. Throw away their things.
Ooh. Sorry. Last headline says, consider for yourself. We have three tasks just to consider for me. Create your own will. It's like, hey, people are dying.
People are dying. Start thinking about it.
Can't be too careful.
Okay.
Record your own information. Oh, if I had funeral preferences. Do you have funeral preferences?
I was about to ask this. No.
I mean, the nerve. just prideful.
It is. So we actually did go to a funeral this weekend. It was a lovely service, and it was a bunch of like, this is what he wanted, because it's very sad. He was sick and knew it was coming. So it was a very unique experience. It was also her people, so I didn't know this guy, but it was a wonderful ceremony, and they like obviously had it planned out very well and very much what he wanted, because it wasn't this unexpected thing. I was blown away. It was a very powerful funeral. So I see that, you know, it could be cool, but also the funeral makes more sense, but like where and in what way am I disposed of, or a casket? Dude, just bury me in a ditch, man.
The funeral itself, I could see you having preferences on that. You know, it's kind of how everyone is going to remember you in a way. But yeah, as far as like my tombstone, you know, a headstone, the funeral, the cemetery, that's what it's called.
Yeah, I'd like to be silly. I think the tombstone, it says like born, blah, 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 died, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a date. It says will return. And there's a date. And so maybe someone will see that. But like, what?
What's going on here?
What's going on here? And at least a few strangers maybe will be like, just in case.
Let's bury this one a little higher up, you know, in the ground.
Just come back on this day.
Only like 2 feet down.
Just it'll be like, will return June the 3rd. 2163, and people are just like, oh my god.
I mean, I guess I'll hear about it if it happens. Some of the other numbers, it just says 1.3 million YouTube subscribers.
Yeah, yeah. So executed by Jake Triple. Like what? I couldn't. Yeah, some people are like, I really want to be married. I want to really be buried in this city or this area next to this. Blah blah blah. I'm like,
facing north.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Taxidermy me, man.
I was going to say, it didn't even have to be my body. You put somebody else in there. Mm-hmm. And that'd be kind of a fun little prank. Like, man, he looks good, but he looks different.
You know, some of them, they'll do the open casket, right? Mm-hmm. Where you kind of, and like, I want, you just walk in and I'm taxidermied finger guns up on the altar.
Standing with straight a smile. Up.
Yeah.
Just 6 feet high off the ground. Uh-huh. You're like one of those military men. You've got a little platform, but you're kind of standing, look like a wax figure.
Yeah.
People are taking selfies.
Yeah. That would be, I feel like it would lighten it up a little bit.
Man, that would.
Have they ever taxidermied a human?
That's going to be one of the creepier.
Be horrifying. I mean, I think they should slip in a taxidermied into the wax museum. See if anyone knows.
The formaldehyde. You would have to mask that a bit. I think they do some sort of like, they have to fill your body up a little bit. You know, I think like
when they taxidermy you,
just like if you have an open casket, I think they have to like, you got to fill, you know, I think they do a little airbrushing. I think they like fill cheeks a little bit, your fingers.
They know what they're doing.
But I've never seen finger guns. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. You ever see that New Girl episode where they go to a funeral and Schmidt's nervous about being around dead bodies?
Oh, no.
But then he conquers his fear by like sticking his head into the open casket. He's like, I could do this all day.
Just headbutting the body.
Yeah. Do you ever see a Bad Grandpa? Johnny Knoxville?
I did. Saw it with my grandpa.
Did he like it?
Mm-hmm.
They did a prank where they would have the body like fall out of the casket.
Yes, dude.
Those shows, I don't love the like pranking random people, because it's like the only way you get pranked is if you're like the nicest person. If someone came out to me and they're like, point. Would you go to this random guy's funeral? They just need someone to go. I'd be like, I'm actually going to go tailgate today.
Uh-huh.
But like these kind people are like, yeah, they needed me to be there and support. And then you like prank them and terrify them. Or Borat. They'll like go into some like hillbilly's house and like mess with them. I'm like, I would never get pranked by that, because if some crazy guy came to my door and was like, can I stay with you? I'd be like, get off my property.
No. Yeah.
So the nicest people are the ones that get duped. So I'm like, it's hard for me to enjoy it.
Yeah, for me to enjoy it, they have to be pranking someone who, like, you almost feel like they deserve it in a way. Or it has to be extremely harmless, because it's rare to be like, that was a great prank video. I didn't mind seeing that.
Exactly.
The Impractical Jokers do a pretty good job with it.
Right. I think that's why they're so successful, because it does come off as like, it's more harmless.
It's not at the expense of someone else.
Like, yeah.
They're the butt of the joke, usually. They're doing something ridiculous. I will say, sometimes it's hard to watch, but that YouTuber, his name is like Ross Creations. He's the guy, he'll fill, you know, like the pipes in his like car with SpaghettiOs. Have you seen that?
No.
Really? He'll take it to like an auto body shop. Like, something's wrong with my car. I can't, like, the gas isn't getting to the engine. And so the look and like the, oh, and the fuel what, pump.
Oh, he said he put like beans in his
computer. Yeah, he put beans in his computer and he just is so idiotic the whole time. Like, so that's the motherboard? No, those are beans. Okay, so that's the motherboard. No, your whole computer is filled with beans. So you kind of feel bad for the guy just being so patient with him, but it's so ridiculous that it's funny.
Oh, Derek sent me the dead body at the Hollywood Wax Museum. This one in Myrtle Beach.
Oh,
they didn't know.
Maybe you think that you wouldn't be seen dead at a wax museum, but maybe Elmer McCurdy thought the same.
This is great journalism.
But he was. So if your family outvoted you and against your better nature, you end up at one of the four Hollywood wax museums, the story of Elmer McCurdy is a great one to relate to.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm skipping ahead of this article. This is awful.
He's now buried in Guthrie, Oklahoma, but he was once... his body on display at the Hollywood Wax Museum. Elmer beat me to it.
I know.
I thought I'm...
Elmer. I wonder if that name's going to come back. That reminds me of something.
So he was blah, blah, blah. A local... Someone took his body, preserved it, prepared it for burial, and waited for a next of kin to claim it. No one claimed it. He was a real vagabond, it seems. So this guy didn't want to bury this body. No one paid him for his services, so he displayed the body, charged a fee for people to see it, and hoped to recoup some of his cost. Someone took the body, saying he was Elmer's brother. He wanted the body for a sideshow. Elmer must have been a silly-looking guy.
Simple History on YouTube did an awesome video on this.
Really? Okay, this is... I need to dive into Elmer's story a little more. And then it was sold as one of the wax figures to the Hollywood Wax Museum. The owner thought that it was a wax body. And it was apparent that it was actually a real mummified body. And so they got it out of there.
Yeah, I love
now
it.
He's
says,
in Guthrie.
In 1976, the body was actually moved and its arm fell off. It was only then that the bones were spotted. It was apparent this was a real body.
Oh.
Forensic tests proved that this... dilapidated bundle was actually the one-time robber, Elmer McCurdy.
Elmer McCurdy.
Yeah.
They just threw him down to the Ripley's Believe It or Not, put it in there. Ripley's Believe It or Not. I loved reading that growing up.
Yeah, I also liked the show where that one guy who played Superman one time was the host.
Yeah, Ripley's Believe... Oh, it was gross. I'd like read about the longest fingernails in the world.
Dude, yeah, fingernails were big. Guinness Book of World Records... Ripley's.
Big fingernail. The fingernail curls were big in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, Ripley's, Believe It or Not. I'm trying to think what... Branson has a plate. It's a physical Ripley's, Believe It or Not.
Oh, yeah. They have the like museums or whatever.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I mean, I've been around long enough to know like we should believe it. So they might need kind of a rebrand. You know, like...
We do believe it.
Every exhibit, some guy's nearby me like, so... Believe it or not. And I would say, believe it. And he's like, dang it. Yeah, that one's true too.
Yeah.
And then I'd go and see like this mummified body.
They're he's kind like, of the trick or treat of museums. Uh-huh. You know, like, trick or treat. You go,
treat.
Treat.
Duh.
He's like, stop asking me this. He's like,
dang it. I'm all out of Snickers. People keep saying treat.
I have so many tricks playing.
Put the deck of cards away. Give out another Three Musketeers. Yeah, believe it. Or not.
I saw another article.
That's awesome.
Believe it or not, that the Burmese python, they found a new record one in Florida, 200 pounder. Seems like 20 feet long or whatever it is.
That sucks.
And maybe you didn't know this, Ripley's Believe It or Not, but they're not native. They were brought, you know, it's classic. Someone got a pet and threw it out there and now they're just eating deer left and right.
Okay, cool.
Which is sick. And so they're trying to kill them a lot because like invasive species. And it fascinates me because I don't think you're going to find many PETA or animal activists like, save the Burmese pythons.
We need more 20-foot pythons.
Stop killing the warthogs. We really love some animals and we hate the others. Like my bird problem. Mm-hmm. I can't kill birds apparently. You can just torture rats. They'll send you like mini electric chairs and stuff, I think. They'll get rid of the rats. But I've been reading this new book.
About dinosaurs.
Ooh, the reign and rise of the mammals. I've shifted into how mammals got here.
Okay, cool.
Which my mother would be very disappointed I'm reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billions of years is what they're telling me. And the mammals, I think some of these vermin rat type of animals are really what kept the mammals going when all during all these disasters.
In what way?
Well, it's just like when, it makes sense, right? When like some of these, you know, over time, like crazy volcanoes or like worldwide catastrophes happen that would wipe out 90% of the creatures. They're the little burrowing, don't need to eat much, drink much animals are what kept like life going on Earth.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get rats in the house.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't eat or drink much, so you're welcome.
Yeah.
I hope something happens.
You, if anyone's ever like, climate change, like it's getting hotter, humans are going to go extinct. I'm like, Jake loves it 80 degrees. He drinks a cup of water a week.
Yeah.
Guys like you. I'm going to be executed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to last.
The strong will survive.
I get upset when I get a queen instead of a king bed at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do well when there's a asteroid that hits the planet and causes us to burrow. But
I'm ready. I remember. Oh, yeah. The amount of like room temperature cokes I've had in my life and just guzzled them down. No problem. I'm ready for anything.
It's a great point. So we had a get together recently. Someone brought over a room temp like sodas. What are we supposed to do with it? Pour it over ice. Ruins the soda immediately.
Yeah, it's fun to drink out of a can. Feels good. Tastes good.
But also, melts the dilution. It's not... what was I talking about? But, you know, there are cats. There's like feral cats, city cats. Kill those. A beautiful Siberian cat. Save it at all costs.
Yeah, you have to.
Make it make sense.
I wish... This is kind of on topic, but I was just thinking, you know, there are so many variations of the cat. I wish there were way more variations of the dog. What do we have? Wolf and coyote? Dingo? And that's it.
Yeah.
Cats, they get everything.
The cats get it all. I mean, they were royalty. We got beautiful lions and tigers.
Tyreek Hill's named after one. Leopards are cool. Cheetahs,
leopard. Hyenas, maybe? Or it's kind of a cat dog. And those aren't really cool, actually. They're heinous creatures.
What if there were predators in the African safari that were like dog-like? Like the size of a lion, but came from a dog.
Yeah, like the liger.
That would be everyone's favorite animal.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
We did the liger. Can we not do like a Siamese retriever thing?
Some sort of, hippo labradoodle mix. Mm-hmm.
Some mega hybrid dog.
There's got to be a way.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we just kind of a cage match style? We throw golden retriever, lab, German shepherd, our three best. Throw them in kind of a pen. And then we kind of experiment with some of the...
bet on them.
Yeah. Some of the animals that aren't as hungry, maybe. Like, we just got done feeding a giraffe. Now let him in with the dogs. What does he want to do after he eats? He's feeling a little carnal. I don't know. He's got three options. There could be a giraffe in the mix. There could be some sort of grizzly bear who's also not hungry.
I agree.
I don't want to kill the dogs.
We're breeding dogs with each other like mad scientists. I mean, the what we're doing to the poodle is inhumane. I think that's all been made very clear. I mean, how many different dogs are we lining up for the poodle to mate with?
Yeah.
It's a tragedy in this country. And I'm going to say it here first. I think we're in a golden doodle bubble.
You're shorting doodles.
I was around a little cute dog. I don't even know the brand, but it wasn't a poodle.
I don't know the company.
And it was a pleasant little dog. It didn't bark. It would come up to you. It kind of lay there. And I'm like, I haven't been around a
Trey,
dog.
This was a stuffed animal. This wasn't a dog.
Oh, I haven't been around a dog that wasn't mixed with a poodle in years.
Yeah.
And they are... They're like they're on methamphetamines or something. I think it's too much going on. They're running around like crazy. We need to bring... I think it's time to bring it back to the age of the regular dog that simply lets you pet them.
Yeah.
Maybe a lick or two. They will go about their business. Not this beast of a dog that is running around like a psychopath. There's a golden doodle bubble.
So how do we take advantage of this? What's the next big dog? What do we need to be stocking up on now? Or is it the giraffe idea? You say the word and I'll get a giraffe.
I think a giraffe and a beagle could be very interesting.
Can you imagine the length of that neck?
Mm.
I mean, beagles already are pretty elongated as it is.
Just scratching that neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The collar you would need.
Yeah. I think we've already seen like the pug bubble pop a little bit. You're seeing less pugs.
Sure.
Those things are Chernobyl beetles.
Yeah.
And we're done with those. And the golden doodles are soon to come.
Yeah.
It's hypoallergenic. What are you allergic to? Nothing.
If you're allergic to a dog, you're not someone I want to spend time with.
Yeah.
The most beautiful, the best animal that exists, and you can't handle it.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
Who's allergic to dogs? I don't even know anyone.
It's like some people claim to be allergic to grass. I'm like, right. I guarantee 100 years ago, nobody was allergic to grass.
Right.
There's not a chance.
I think about that a lot. I have a plantar fasciitis right now. And I'm thinking like...
What breed is that? I've never heard of that. Was this the dog you were petting?
Yeah, I think so. Hundreds of years ago, would I have just been like, you guys do the hunt without me. I can't. It hurts to walk.
I need more of an arch, and I just can't. I don't know.
The orthotics around here, I can't find them. Do people just... Yeah, I don't... I guess maybe they just suffered all the time. I can't really figure it out.
Yeah, maybe they just weren't aware. They're like, that's just what walking is. No, walking's supposed to hurt. You know, so that's how everyone went about life.
So.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to see beyond 15 feet. No, almost nobody can.
Nobody can. Oh, yeah, he can. But it's because he's in good with the wizard of the tree gods.
Yeah.
That's why he can see so good. It's,
yeah, talk about privileged.
Yeah.
He was born of a tree, we think.
Yeah. It's because his grandma is the tree now, and she blessed him. That's probably more of what it was like.
Derek sent us another article. It's a Wikipedia link, and it just says Emu War, which I think I have heard about this, but I don't know much about it. It's Emu War, also known as the Great Emu War. This is a little tricky for me to say. It was the unsuccessful attempts to curb the population of emus.
It was called what again?
The Great Emu War.
Emu War.
Emu War.
Emu War.
Emu War.
Emu War.
Gosh. Well, you know, it's the ostrich-like animal. Indigenous to Australia, they employed soldiers armed with guns, and they just tried to, while a number of birds were killed, the population persisted and continued to cause crop destruction. Wow. So just all these just Australian just militias formed just to kill these flightless birds.
I had no idea emus were so vicious. That's so interesting. So they're just flourishing today, just eating stalks of corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're stomping on corn.
They were stomping on corn.
I've seen emu videos. They look like a nasty old bird.
I have one experience with the animal. I'm going to refuse from saying it. My grandpa took me to it was called Exotic Animal Paradise. It was a drive-through zoo, which I don't think is a good idea. But, you know, I was 10, my sister was 7, and we just drive through this zoo, and the animals will, like, come up to you. We're to the bed of a truck, and, like, there's nothing preventing... So I just remember the emus just, like, were terrified. They had beady little red eyes, and, like, we don't have food, but they don't know that, and so they're just pecking at my chest. They thought my nipples were pepperonis. I did not like those animals.
They're frightening birds.
Yeah.
Birds should never be that big.
Yeah. And I feel like they're a little self-conscious because they know that they're birds, but they can't fly, and so they kind of counteract that with aggression.
Yeah, it's out of insecurity, right? You can't blame the emu.
What's the root of it?
Mm-hmm. The root. Animals have insecurities too.
Yeah,
I fully believe that.
Totally. I mean, you look at a female lion, so lame compared to the male lion. That big old the headdress, the fur.
Right.
Female lion, they gotta be insecure about that.
Absolutely. That's why they do the hunting.
Mm.
To compensate. The men have this luscious hair. That's why I try to have a job. I can't grow all that hair. That makes me jealous. I got to compensate for something.
One of the peacocks only the male peacocks have the beautiful feathers too, I think, or female.
Is that right?
Either way, not fair to the other one. I think one of them's brown and one of them's like beautiful blue.
I learned in my mammals book, we're very rare as mammals because we see color. Most don't.
How do we know? Sorry, go on.
I don't know.
Dogs, red, green, colorblind. It's like, oh, you could, okay.
Yeah, disclaimer. again, it's amazing. I'll believe anything. They're like, I have a PhD. I'm like, I guess you're right. I can't know any of this.
Yeah.
Dogs, you could tell me, dogs are actually, they know algebra in their head. They just can't communicate yeah. it. I'd be like, that's incredible. Good for them. So I guess that's why most mammals' furs are very beige. Because there's no point of having these colorful colors. They don't know colors. Oh. Mammals, you'll see colors in each other.
Oh, but that makes sense why birds are so like fluorescent and like mm-hmm. do a little dancey dance for each other.
Right.
Interesting. Okay.
Makes sense when you say it like that. Yeah, but at the same time, maybe they don't know and they're like, this makes sense to me. Yeah. And they write it down.
People will believe this.
Oh, cool.
Hmm. What other animal facts do we have? Male seahorses. How about them?
Crazy animal. They
they're the ones that get pregnant. Themselves? Yeah. I don't know if it's themselves, but I know they're the ones that get pregnant.
There's
but also yeah, yeah maybe they're
important
pregnant.
During this time.
Yeah. Yeah, what are there?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was like, what's the Supreme
Let's talk about it.
Supreme Court, what do they say about the male seahorses?
The male seahorses? Can we touch on that? That one's confusing.
That one's tough.
Yeah, I think if a woman's getting a
it's Roe v. Wave.
If you cross a woman who's getting fired up and saying you know, it's a woman's choice, you go, well, what about the seahorses?
Boom.
Do that and she'll like that. Not when it comes to seahorses. We forget about the seahorses.
That's a great way. You want to be a part of the conversation, but you don't want to stir anything up necessarily, you know. You bring up the seahorses, get people kind of distract them a little bit.
But man, this year, it's a crazy time we're in. You know, for the I feel like this last week, again, we're not a political podcast here. We're a silly boys podcast. Last week was the first time I felt like I was on the phone a lot, just like getting, you know, because Friday, the only thing you saw online was one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Just getting hit with all sorts of opinions. And I was like getting depressed. And I was like, yeah. It's happening to me for the first time. Usually I'm like, I don't know. And we all are doomed. We've got to stay off the phone. I got off it. I'm all good. It's frightening.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's only happened twice. It was like all the, like, the race stuff, the riots, the protest, there were times where that was like, okay, everything that's going viral right now is really not good and kind of hard to watch. And it was that day and it was, yeah, Friday where I was like, man, this is not so fun.
We're just not meant to, there's no way we're meant to just know of every bad thing happening on the planet. We just can't do it.
Yeah, we were never meant to know that this many people exist, let alone their thoughts.
100 years ago, you'd know about like a few hundred people around you and like one or two things about happened.
Titanic.
While like across the world, they're just genocides left and right. Like that's all of humankind. We just can't. I can't know every bad thing.
Let's bring it back. This comes back not only to old times, but to the beginning of this podcast. Let's bring it back to the newspaper. I want to know who died locally. And that's it.
Exactly. I actually thought of the newspaper. You would... When I was doing my phone, I had that on top of my head. You wake up, you have your coffee, you read the paper. Okay, this good thing happened, this bad thing happened. I put that up. I'm done
and
for
you're
the day.
Done. Yeah.
Or you're like, I'm bored, or I gotta go number two, and you pull it back up, and it's like, I'm like, no, it's too much all the time, everything all the time.
So, yeah, someone should make some sort of like, you know, 10-mile radius-based social media or something. Like, you can only interact with and know about the people in your neighborhood, you know, more or less.
There's, we don't have some kind of idea here. Some kind of news, it's like, we'll feed you a couple things. You don't need to know everything. We don't need to know everything.
It's kind of a two truths and a lie newspaper.
Yeah, two truths and a lie.
You have to figure out which one's just made
up. One of these is made up. And, like, it's a local / it's national, just a couple things. You don't need to know everything.
Yeah.
Here's real high-level highlights.
Hey, recession's coming. Okay, great.
A couple
now,
local things.
What's happening with the cake walk?
Ooh, we got to be onto something.
Yeah. Geographical-based news. We got to do the Golf Channel first, though.
Okay. One step at a time. We'll become a news source.
Oh, yeah. It is interesting. It's great to know. I mean, what a time we're living in, though, to just know that all of my friends are experts on so many things. I feel blessed because I had no idea that they
I
were
know
experts.
So many experts.
You remember when Russia invaded Ukraine and all of our friends were just foreign affairs savants?
Yeah.
And then...
And it's not most... I think what's really interesting about most experts, savants, that is, not only do they know they just know, but they know immediately. Right? That's what fascinates me. There's no, you're like, maybe it'll take a few days to maybe formulate an They know no. immediately.
Almost before I even heard the news break, I knew that how they stood.
It's fascinating. Remember Will Smith got slapped by Chris Rock?
I saw that you tweeted that.
I just popped in my head. I'm like, oh my God, so much is... And like when that happens, it's 3 days of like, good for him. No, he's the worst. There's why you should do it. Here's why you shouldn't. And you're like, I just thought it was kind of wild to see. And that was it. And then the next thing and the next thing.
That should give us some comfort. Like, God forbid, if anything terrible were to happen to our careers or some sort of cancel.
It's moving so quickly.
Yeah, it's like, just give it like a week.
Moving so seriously. I mean, Will Smith. I feel like Will Smith popped on Netflix tomorrow. You'd be like, oh, yeah, Will Smith. Oh, wait a second.
No,
I forgot about the. Well, I don't. What is that? Mean, was that like a 2 years ago?
And then, yeah, you're like, I mean, but think of all the Fresh Prince and like Welcome to Miami was a great song. Yeah, let's watch it. I know. It moves fast. So,
moves fast.
I guess just the takeaway is do whatever you want. Out there, because you know, people will forget about it. If Chris Rock can get slapped like a month ago. But then again, was it a month? I don't even know when it was. 2 months ago?
Yeah, we're getting to the point where like, if you do anything wrong, you'd be like, well, that actually joke's on you. That was auto-generated by a bot, and it's a deep fake, and you can't prove it.
Yeah.
It's so, like, oh, okay. I'm not real. I'm a drone.
Oh, okay.
You can't cancel me because I'm AI.
Yeah, I was planted here by the rat mammals. You're welcome. So there's that.
Some big time mammal facts coming in over the next few weeks.
Oh,
get ready, dude. Anyone watch Keep Sweet documentary on Netflix? Ooh, that's your next binge.
Okay.
But the fundamentalist Mormons, a lot of Mormon content coming out.
Dude, how many is there?
They're just hitting us with it. The poor Mormon. I'm going to say right now, I know a few Mormons. They're nice folks. It's like if they did a Westboro Baptist documentary. Then everyone's like, these Christians are crazy.
This is
it's
what like, Christians well, are like.
That's so you got to keep that in mind, but it's very interesting.
Is this the third one that's come out? There was Under the Banner of Heaven, which is like a Mormon like drama, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there is what's the one about pray and obey or something?
Yeah, that's the same one. Okay, so it's just the two.
What'd
keep
you say?
Sweet, oh. Pray and obey. Long title.
Okay. Sorry, keep going. I'm on it now.
Just 4 hours. Go watch it. Worth watching.
Okay.
Crazy.
Do you think it'll convert me to Mormonism?
No. Not that one, at least. Not that kind.
Okay, I'll try.
But try it out.
Okay.
That'd be an interesting perspective. You're like, you know what? I saw what they had going there.
I see what they were trying to do.
I see what they were trying to do.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I watched Seinfeld last night for the first time in years and years, and I was impressed at how well it stood the test of time.
Really?
It's funny.
That's kind of the whole... If it's timeless, that's the biggest indicator of a truly great show.
Yeah, yeah. If it did need to be in a certain era.
You should watch it again.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
Cool. Well, go watch Seinfeld and Mormon shows. And keep me posted on any mammal info.
Yeah. Trey's hobbies are moving quick. Baseball, dinosaurs, pool, now mammals.
Mm-hmm.
Keep up.
Thank y'all, as always. Great content coming, and we'll see you next week as always. Much love.
Goodbye. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app,
answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.